Praised be Jesus and Mary. It's a beautiful tradition that every Catholic is acquainted with, that of honoring Our Lady in a special way during the month of May. And it's a particularly beautiful tradition within that tradition to honor, as Franciscans, Our Lady as mediatrix of all graces in that month of May, to honor her as that person, the one through whom God wants all His graces to pass. Pope Benedict XVI stated it well a while ago when he was on a pilgrimage to Marian Shrine in Germany. He said it all: when Christians of all times and places turn to Mary, they are acting on the spontaneous conviction that Jesus cannot refuse His mother what she asks. Jesus cannot refuse His mother what she asks, because Our Lady is in a way omnipotent, all-powerful by her prayer. Why? Not because of herself, but only in relation to God, who gave her that power, who made him his mother, who made her his mother, who made her the mediatrix of all graces. Because God freely submits to Our Lady, freely hears her prayers, freely submits to her authority in a certain way over him, as another pope, Pius VII, teaches. While the prayers of those in heaven have, as it is true, some claim on God's watchful eye, Mary's prayers place their assurance in a mother's right. For that reason, when she approaches her divine Son's throne, as advocate she begs, as handmaid she prays, but as mother she commands. In a certain sense, Our Lady can tell God what to do, and God, who gave her that role, freely submits to it. And it's so true that when God wants to grant us something, any grace — Our Lady's the mediatrix of all graces — when God wants to grant us something, He first inspires Our Lady to pray for us, to pray for that grace, to pray for whatever it is that He wants to give. And there are no exceptions. There is no fruit of grace in the history of salvation that doesn't have as its necessary instrument the mediation of Our Lady. Again, Pope Benedict XVI. It's a consoling truth for all of us that the same mother that God has, He has given to us. And she prays for us, and she is powerful in her prayers for us. God wants us to be under her watchful eye, and to be protected by her motherly heart. And He wants us to have in our heart that conviction that all Christians should have, Christians of all times and places. When they turn to Mary, they should act on this spontaneous conviction that Jesus cannot refuse His mother whatever she asks. Let's be strengthened by that conviction. Let's turn to Our Lady, knowing that she will never lead us astray in any way. She will always lead us to her Son, the author of all graces. And she will never disappoint us, because she's a powerful mother, a mother who's not only willing but able to help us, a mother who's made by God all powerful in her intercession. Praised be Jesus and Mary.